This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Adventures through time. Family life in the Black Country.
Black Country Living Museum is a pretty cool place to find out about the places we've come from.
And not just the places, it's great to find out about the people behind our history too.
Oh look, there's the guide. I wonder what he can tell us about the families that used to live around here in these old houses. You know, like the children who lived here over 100 years ago.
Yeah, kids like us.
Hello again, you two. Oh, so you want to know about Black Country families? Well, there's a lot to tell, because, well, folk used to have many more children than families do today. I know just the fellow you should talk to.
What's that song I can hear?
Looks like we've gone back in time again. Hey, the street's really busy, with children playing.
I can see some girls playing hopscotch, and those have got hoops to play with, and balls.
Washies, you all right there? New in town, are you?
Kind of, yeah. Who are you?
Sam Webb, this is my street and that's my home. It's me, my sisters Anne, Alice and Nelly, my brothers Henry and Ernest, and Mum and Dad. We've got it good. One room downstairs and one room upstairs. They call them back-to-backs, and they've only got one door. Come on in. Close the door behind you. No need to let the heat of the hearth out.
Looks a bit of a squeeze. Why aren't you at school?
Finished for the day, innit? Time to do jobs tomorrow. Shopping and whatnot. We have to get the cheap cuts of meat as only Dad works. My brothers are still wee ones and my ma needs to look after them. And my sisters. She's upstairs making dollies for my sisters out of old shoes. They'll like them well enough. Next year I'll be 10 and I can work down the mine. But I'll need stout boots, see? And Ma's already trying to find things to sell.
Won't you miss school? It's nice and warm. And, well, mine sound kind of dangerous.
Nah, it's man's work and I want to do my part, help out and bring in a few pennies to help the family.
So if there's only one room upstairs and one room downstairs, where do you know, pee?
There's a privy around the back. Mind you, we share it with the others on this row. At night, well, we use this. It's called a gazunda. It goes under the bed and you can pee without going outside. Right, sorry, I better go. Got this leash from my mum and she'll have my guts for garters if I'm late back.
Oh, we've moved on. Wonder where we are now. This looks a funny house. Sort of square and flat.
Can I help you, miss? Come for some vegetables, perhaps?
No, we're just, visiting. Do you live here?
I certainly do, with my mother and brother. Lillian Hotchkiss is the name. Pleased to meet you. Come in, won't you? I'll make some tea.
This house looks different to all the others around here.
It's the old Toll House. Mother managed to get it for us to live in after Father died. Cheap it is because, well, it's quite far from the town and we don't have the heat and water that others do. It's still our home though. Mother makes it so and we're busy enough.
So do you work? Are you still at school?
At 16 years of age, of course I work. And not as a schoolmistress either. I bottle up pills at the chemist shop. It's not much money, but it helps. My brother works at the lime kilns. Mother's well known for her Wilma tea and herbal remedies, so we make a few bob selling those. We also alter clothes for folk, well respected we are.
But it's so cold in the house, and no water.
There's a book in the garden that serves us well enough, and we're grateful for the roof. Mothers have 14 babies, and so many of them have died. My eldest brother died on his very first day as a railway porter. Mother took it especially bad, but we have our health and for that we're grateful. Ready for the tea? I think it's brewed.
I think we're on the move again.
Back where we started, strange that children used to finish school when they were even younger than we are, just to help their families earn a few more pennies.
You're back, I see. Large families needed as much money as they could keep to themselves, whether it was factory work, the mines, or piecework, such as the chainmakers and matchbox girls in the cottages over there.
I suppose that meant some children never even went to school.
With so many mouths to feed, I can see why they were so busy at home. looking after brothers and sisters and helping parents. No time to sit down on the Xbox.
Or even read a book. Life was so hard.
That's as may be, but family is family. And families often stayed in the same house for generations. Did you know that young Sam, who you met in the back-to-backs, still lived in that house when he was a grown man, right up to his death?
All his life in the same house.
It might have been hard being a child in the early 20th century, but they still had time to play, and indeed, many of the games they played are still played by children to this day. Why not have a game of hopscotch, or get out your skipping rope? Can you remember any skipping rhymes?
Black Country Living Museum adventures through time, with support from the Arts Fund.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.